It's the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. Italy wants more time from European authorities to rescue the country's third largest bank, Monte dei Paschi di Siena. The rescue was thrown into last-minute confusion by this week's referendum result. Italians voted against a package of constitutional reforms, triggering the resignation of the prime minister. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Founded more than 500 years ago, Monte dei Paschi is the world's oldest bank, but not the most venerable. Kathleen Brooks of City Index says it's Italy's most dangerously indebted lender.
It has a huge amount of bad debt sitting on its balance sheet, and it can, you know, the risk is that it could topple. You know, if it fails, then other banks in Europe could also follow suit.
The bank has scrambled to raise fresh capital since failing a European stress test earlier this year. This week, it stumbled. It was just on the brink of clinching a multi-billion dollar deal with Qatar when the Italians voted no in the recent referendum and the prime minister quit. Francesco Guerrera of the Brussels-based newspaper Politico Europe.
Investors don't like to write checks into a period of political uncertainty, especially for a country like Italy, which has had repeated moments of political uncertainty.
The government could bail it out, but that's politically risky. Under EU rules designed to protect taxpayers, bank bondholders would have to take a hit. In Monte's case, says analyst Paola Subacci, thousands of Italian small investors would be deeply aggrieved.
Many of them feel, and probably they're right, that they were sold wrong securities and these are their life savings. So obviously, politically, this is not a palatable solution.
The bank has appealed to the European Union to relax the rules or allow it more time to raise fresh capital. Irene Caratelli of the American University in Rome is confident Brussels will cut Italy some slack. She says the EU wouldn't dare let the Eurozone's third largest economy swing in the wind, as it did with Greece.
That could not happen with Italy. This cannot happen to a country that is so relevant, so powerful. If a country like this sinks, the European Union would explode.
Could not happen, a very bold forecast after everything that has happened this year. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.